Changing lives and creating art. Special correspondent Mike Saray looks at a tried and true program in East Los Angeles and the forces behind it. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
It's beautiful, huh, Alyssa?
One of Fabian DeBoer's first art commissions was this mural on a neighborhood grocery store in East Los Angeles, while a recovering drug addict on probation.
There were times when I was sick and my addiction that Don Miguel would give me a job opportunity, paint my store, paint the letters here, paint some flowers there, just to keep me in the art, also away from doing stealing or anything.
Today, he's a celebrated Chicano muralist and this year's recipient of a National Endowment of the Arts Heritage Fellowship.
Art is a powerful tool. It can make you or it could break you.
A survivor of the all too familiar East Los Angeles cycle of a challenging childhood due to immigration, drugs, gangs, and family incarceration issues, art has been Fabian's escape to a much different life for himself and his family.
Every time life will seem hard and dark or I will feel out of place, I will go under a coffee table and I will begin to create my own worlds to escape my reality. That's when I found art to be more than just a gift. It was sort of like a big brother.
He also discovered a guardian angel in his parish priest, Father Greg Boyle, who encouraged him to stick with his art and defended him in juvenile courts.
Father Greg just kept accepting, embracing, and receiving me regardless of where I was at in my life. No matter what, he never shut the door.
Father Greg Boyle went on to create Homeboy Industries, where Fabian worked along with other gang members, addicts, and ex-cons, searching and working towards a new life. Starting with an industrial bakery and retraining program, a popular cafe that expanded to one at the Los Angeles International Airport, and a free tattoo removal service. Homeboy Industries has become the country's largest gang intervention and reentry program. Fabian DeBoer got Father Boyle's blessing and Homeboy Industries' support to fulfill his dream of running his own art academy and support group.
Once we do that, think about where you're at in your current life now in this moment, because every day is a new beginning. You could always turn the page, or we can dwell in the past and suffocate. So today we're turning the page.
The Homeboy Art Academy is Fabian's art studio and vehicle for sharing his passion for art with former gang members and parolees like he once was.
So if you think about the traditional arts practices and how art brings people together in creativity and community, it's always been a healing method. Art has a universal language that can be embraced by anyone. And in this, the arts helps drop the defenses.
Shankar Davis, on parole for a hit-and-run charge, is learning how to make and design custom T-shirts.
Keep Scoring. My website's called Keep Scoring Co. Because in this life, you got to keep going, keep going. You just can't stop.
So is Keep Scoring the name of your fashion business now?
Yeah, that's my business.
Okay. Had you had your sewn or silk screen before this?
Never. I never touched a sewing machine. I never touched a silk screen. Never.
When growing up, you know, graffiti art, there's the 80s. Hip-hop culture, you know, was at its best. So graffiti art is what I was attracted to as another form of expression. Although graffiti art was also considered vandalism.
Father Boyle helped make Fabian's graffiti art street legal by setting him up with an internship with Los Angeles' premier street muralist. The Getty Museum included Fabian's work in their Black Book exhibit of graffiti artists called the Book of Friends.
Chicano art is not just a movement, but it's also a form of activism. And Chicano art allows us to convey messaging and amplify the voices of our people. And we don't come with restrictions when it comes to Chicano art. We don't fall for what is art and what isn't art. We paint, create, and amplify the voice of our people. And that is the beauty of Chicanismo, of Chicano art.
So growing up in East Los Angeles, you didn't have any formal training. You had no reference for the Baroque Renaissance art.
To me, it's important to utilize those themes, you know, in the Baroque Renaissance style, because they are elegant, they're glorious, you know, these paintings, but yet the people can relate to it.
His latest exhibition featured his interpretations of the 16th century Italian painter Caravaggio, known for his intense and often violent realism.
The way I relate to Caravaggio is because of his lived experience and my lived experience. There's a lot of commonalities there, being oppressed and suppressed for the person that he has become. He was considered a thug. That's me. Mm-hmm. So then how do I take Caravaggio imagery or storylines and reground them and connect them back to my community? And maybe next I challenge Michelangelo. That's just the way I'm thinking right now.
Why not?
I mean, why not? And that's my next move. And if you know, I have all the 16 Chapel books and Michelangelo books there. I'm already doing my research.
So you're ready to take the 16 Chapel, bring it to East Los Angeles?
You'd be surprised, and I hope that you come to see the outcome of this body of work.
Walking the talk is still very much the homeboy way. And Fabian de Boer's art keeps him climbing for the sky. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Mike Saray in East Los Angeles.